Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research.
Okay.
Yes, with a public opinion survey, sir, about Phoenix, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for a donation. May I please speak with Michael?
Yes.
Michael, do you have the moment of your time to help us out with the survey, sir?
Okay.
Okay. It's going to be like maybe less than 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay, I'm speaking with Michael Senny. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
No, I live in Levin.
Okay, thank you. Moment. Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? Michael, right direction or wrong track?
I think it's going the wrong direction, as far as I know.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area
is?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Now, sex of respondent, male, female?
Male.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
I was 64.
64?
64.
64. Perfect. No, 64. 64. Okay, thank you. Got it. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Nope? Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
I'm black.
Okay. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say good.
Okay. Michael, next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1, that it would be, that would, well, actually with 1 meaning means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, you can also use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine, Michael. Okay, the first one, better public transportation options from 1 to 5.
I'll say 5.
Yes, from 1 to 5. You can pick 1.
I say 5.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, more good-paying jobs.
Yeah, 5.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities.
I'll say 4.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options.
I'll say 4.
Okay. Better street and road maintenance.
Yeah, I'll say 5.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I'll say 4.
Okay. Thank you. In terms of your job status, Michael, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Yeah, I think they're adequate.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate
workers? Right amount.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Laveen. Michael, would you like to see restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? And these are the answers that I have here listed. Yes, strongly, somewhat, no.
Somewhat.
Okay. Doctor's offices in hospitals. Yes, strongly, somewhat, no.
Yeah, strongly.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes, strongly, somewhat, no.
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yeah, strongly.
Dollar stores and discount chains.
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience, Michael. In your own words, Michael, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? I'll type it down for you.
In my own words, what do you mean? Like the kind of stores I like to see?
Yes. What kind of stores or businesses would you like to see most, like to see more, most in Laveen?
You know, I like to see manufacturing and then manufacturing things like skills, like mechanic shop, you know, the skills, you know, that will do trade, yeah, to kind of trade businesses.
Like trade businesses, okay.
Yeah. So basically that's it. For me anyway, for now, because we have too many of them. We have some other stuff already.
Okay, so you like to see manufacturers, trade businesses, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
That's for now.
Okay. Let's see. Switching gears a bit, Michael. How much of a problem, is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I think it's a moderate problem.
Okay. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I think it's a moderate problem.
Okay, thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Laveen. It's going to be the same answers, yes, strongly, somewhat, or no. Now, would you like to see more single-family detached homes?
Yes, friendly.
Would you like to see townhouses or attached homes?
No.
Okay. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Okay. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Okay, thank you. Just one moment. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? More than 20 years?
2009. It's about 15 years without 11, 20 years.
Okay. And do you currently own your home? Rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I live with friends.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you you favor or oppose each one. Basically, the answers would be like strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. Now, Michael, do you favor or oppose that as a way to address housing costs and options, like change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
No, I oppose that.
Okay.
Oppose.
Is that strongly or somewhat?
I would say that somewhat opposed.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Yes, somehow I agree to it.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
I'm sorry, that was what? Somewhat favor or oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Okay.
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I strongly oppose.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Let's see. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
It depends what kind of apartment you need. Do you like, I don't know. I don't know about that question.
More apartment buildings?
Is it like a family low housing building or just?
It's just, that's all it's asking, is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Yeah, somehow I agree.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, non-college, vocational, some college, four-year college graduate, postgraduate school or degree, medical school, master's?
Bachelor of Science degree.
Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to
$100,000.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Now, one question I didn't ask you, how do you get my name, though?
They're chosen randomly, and these are just because we would like to know your opinion, because it means it's very important.
I understand that. I understand that. I get called for political stuff all the time. I know.
Oh, okay.
How did you get the name? That's what I like. Where did you look to get the name? I have no problem. You know, having a problem, I will not answer your question, but where did you get the name? Because they have to be choose from where.
It's an automatic system that comes from a randomly chosen, sir. That's it. People that live in Levine. It's harmless. It's nothing, you know, like, we just want to know.
I don't understand. It doesn't, okay. You know, what else, you know, doesn't
okay.
Change me.
All right. Sir.
Okay, what's your question?
That was it. Your first name.
You just said Michael.
Yes, sir. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, Michael. You've been very helpful and very patient with me. I really highly appreciate it. Our survey has been completed. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening, sir. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.